Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update morning edition about John Adams. But first, a word. Hey, I'm Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. On this Wednesday morning, I am thinking about a letter that John Adams wrote to his son. If you are paying attention to the world, and you are, because you're listening to the O'Reilly Update right now, you, of course, feel, I don't know, uneasy, to say the least. Banks are failing, for instance. That's weird. Trains are derailing with toxic chemicals on them. And the transportation secretary says, don't worry about it. This happens all the time. Biden yesterday said it's sinful to not give puberty-blocking drugs to children. And the Wall Street Journal wrote an article about a Defense Department report saying that China makes most of the world's cranes that are used at shipping ports, and they could be used for spying, and possibly China could just turn them off. This Chinese company makes nearly 80% of the ship-to-shore cranes that are used in our U.S. ports. That seems like a really dumb thing to have let happen. We could go on. It all seems very unwise. So I'm reminded of this letter that John Adams wrote to his son, John Quincy, in 1794. John Quincy was appointed to become the ambassador to Holland. So John, the vice president, wrote a letter to his son saying that George Washington wanted him to have this job and thought he was ready for it. And Dad wrote out all the responsibilities that are needed and why I and the president think that you're the man for the job. And he ended the letter with, go and see with how little wisdom this world is governed. I love that. Go see for yourself, son. You won't believe it with how little wisdom this world is governed. Not much has changed in 229 years. I'm Mike Slater. More coming up.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This has been the O'Reilly Update, Morning Edition.